Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, America? Thank you for tuning in. This is Art Cry Radio. I am your host, John Williams, and every week we bring you art and creativity in its purest form. I would be remiss if I didn't thank Blog Talk Radio for making this happen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Find us on the web, www.blogtalkradio.com/Art Cry Radio. I love Hot Topic shows, and I've been trying to do a few more of them. I hope y'all can give me a pat on the back because usually I do one or two a week, but I've been really taking it into overdrive. And this week is no different. I want to give y'all content, man, content. Today's show is about the best pets for bachelors, the best pets for single people. We're not talking about married cats or people that's in a big family. We're talking about single people. What are the best pets? Do you deserve a pet? We know y'all selfish because y'all want to go out and party and don't have babies and have to take care of them and change diapers. I'm just playing. Or am I? A pet can be just like a child. So today, join me as I discuss the very best pets for single people. Chime in if you'd like to. I really probably not going to take no calls because I want to give my opinion only and nobody else's matters. Just joking. Or am I? 347-205-9896 is the number. 347-205-9896. And if you missed any portions of the show or if you want to check out past episodes, you can do that very, very easily. Find us on the web, www.artcry.org. Let's get right into this. Let's just get into it. So, I'm an internet junkie. I like information. And I looked at a few places. I looked at rent.com because I want to understand what the apartment communities are saying about pets, you know, which ones they allow, which ones they don't, which ones are considered taboo, which ones are considered dangerous. Also, took a look at, the Google, obviously, check them out. And then there are a couple of articles, guys magazines mainly, that talk about this. So in no particular order, let's talk about the best pets for bachelors. All right, this particular one, I hate it. Can't stand them. They look like rats, man. But they say if you get a guinea pig or a hamster, those are great pets because they really only require a cage. They love being played with, but if you put a guinea pig in a cage, even put a hamster wheel in there, I mean, even within the confines of the cage itself, they're happy. You feed it. Guinea pigs are nocturnal, meaning they like the nighttime versus the day. So, I mean, if you can deal with a noisy rat-looking animal, you can do that. I never liked them because they got those black beady eyes. But, this is a low-maintenance pet. You put it in the box, give it some food, make sure you get a hamster wheel, and you straight. So guinea pigs and hamsters are considered some of the best pets for single people. Next up, if space is not really an issue and you prefer an animal that you can interact with, but you really don't want to take care of so much, you can get a cat, man. Cats are great for cuddling and playing with, very low maintenance because they kind of have their own personality. You don't have to, potty train them. They usually go to the potty on their own. They cover it up with their paws. When they're hungry, they go eat. And they're not loud. I mean, unless the cat is in a cat fight or fighting, a couple of meows ain't going to hurt anybody. They're low maintenance in that, once you get them declawed, if you choose to do that, spay, neuter, then at that point, they're really self-sufficient. And, I own a cat. I've had one probably for 15 years. And until last week, I really didn't realize that she was even living with me. It's times I got to go find her. It is. Smokey will go out, man, and be in another part of the house and be underneath a cabinet or She'll be on top of a bed or something, a bunk bed. So cats are considered a great pet to have when you're single. All right, real quick, you're tuning in to R-Cry Radio. I'm your host, John Williams, and this week we're talking about the very best pets for bachelors. So I want to go ahead and put that out there in case y'all are thinking about getting some huge breed of dog, you know. Next up, here's another one that I feel bad for these pets because it seems like you should not cage a bird. But if you want something a little more social, something a little more beautiful to look at, you want a feeling of dominance, by caging a bird. I don't know why people do that, but you can get a bird, you know, a parrot, a parakeet. They make great pets. There are more than 5 million birds that are kept as pets in the U.S. Naturally, you don't want to get a hummingbird or, you know, you don't want to get an ostrich. But, I mean, there are some really nice birds that without your help, they may die. You know, they may not be able to feed themselves. It's cold out here. You know what I mean? It's hard out here for a bird. Sometimes there's some bad, I don't know if you've been in the park, but there's some bad pigeons out there that are territorial. I've seen some gray pigeons. They don't really get along with the white pigeons and the black pigeons. It's kind of like they Crips and Bloods, man, GDs and Blackstones and Vice Lord. They go at it over territory like, nah, man, that's my park. That's my park. Anyway, if you like, you know, a small pet and you want something pretty to look at, you know, you don't feel bad about enslaving an animal that's meant to be free. Be my guest. Go ahead and get a bird. Go ahead and get a bird. All right, next up. So this gonna seem a little weird because you think that they are really dangerous animals, but check it out, check it out. The next pet out of the five, you know, that I picked is a snake or a gecko. Okay, we know snake. We've seen geckos or reptiles, if you will. More than 13 million people own reptiles as pets in the U.S. Now, snakes and geckos, they are great for apartment dwellers as long as they don't get out, as long as they don't get out. Now, they're fascinating to watch because usually the only time you see a snake is when it's in a bad situation, like if you're in a swamp somewhere. You know, one time I was in the forest jogging, and I saw a snake. You know, I didn't stay around long enough to know if it was poisonous. But, you know, you can get a lizard. You can get a gecko. You can get, you know, you can get any kind of like reptilian animal, and it is a conversation piece. A lot of times, you feed them once or twice a day. You know, throw an egg in there. You know, throw a little mouse in there for the snakes. He can get down. You know, I don't know. I just got horror stories that I've heard about snakes that get out. You wake up and they choking you to death. They squeeze you. They get a bad rap because they really are beautiful animals. But I don't know. Personally, maybe it's the whole biblical thing back in the Garden of Eden, you know, the serpent can. I don't know. But snakes, reptiles, they make great pets for single people. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just you. It's just going to be you and them. Now, the last one, I'm going to go ahead and say it because we can't leave these guys off. These four-legged friends will love you to the death. I mean, there's some studies that have been shown that they help reduce your blood pressure. They help the heart rate because you got to walk them. And then they improve your social life. You know, you can go out, oh, you got a cute dog. You got a cute dog. Let's get together Friday. Boo, boo, boo. You know, you can do that. But the dog, certain breeds of dogs are great for single people. You know, they add to your life. You know, home ownership of pets, specifically dogs, have gone up by about 2% a year based on the National Pet Owner Surveys. And then, you know, apartment communities are more conducive to dogs versus anything else because, you know, you have your parks, you have your different, you know, integrated areas of common place that you can go and, you know, dog park, you can walk them. And then, you know, as long as you don't get a Great Dane or, you know, a Bull Mastiff or no vicious dog, they're really great to have. You know, they protect you. They will alert you, you know, so you can save on alarm systems. So there it is, man. Backwards, going backwards, the best pets to have as a single person. Dogs, you know what I'm saying? You can have a reptile. Yeah. Birds. Let's not forget our little feline friends, little kitty cats. And then hamsters and guinea pigs. All right, there you have it. If it doesn't appear on this list, they're not a good pet to have. So I don't want to see anybody with any chimpanzees or turtles. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to have nothing like that. No livestock, no goats, chickens, micro pigs, all that, man. Leave that off the list. Now, I love the pets, but they're not good for single people. If you want to share your thoughts on this, find us on social media. www.facebook.com/archiveofficial. Or hit us up on Twitter, www.twitter.com/archiveofficial. You got it, man. I appreciate y'all listening in. Now, y'all, take care, man. Take care. Already.